This is Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails. Cell phones do not connect in slot canyons. So one item which is an essential in any first aid kit is a mirror. People who have contact lenses usually have one along, but a mirror can be used to obtain a rescue when many other methods fail. I've never needed to use one in an emergency myself, but I know of a ranger at Grand Canyon who took a fall down a 200-foot plunge. Lying in the bottom of the defile, with canyon walls rising over 600 feet on either side of him, he was unable to get a signal on his radio. He was in great pain and virtually unable to move with two broken cervical vertebrae. He spent the night in that canyon with a broken neck, contemplating eternity. Luckily, the sun shone down into the slot for about 45 minutes late the next morning. He managed to get his mirror trained on a commercial airliner flying over the canyon. The pilot reported the flash of light to the tower in L.A., which relayed the approximate position of the flash to the Park Service. The ranger was evacuated late that day. Trained pilots know that a flashing light in a wilderness locale is a distress signal. You'll want to practice this skill at home and on hikes in the wild, hoping you'll never need to use it. In full sun, sit in a comfortable position facing the sun. Hold the mirror just below eye level. Reflect the sun down to the ground in front of you. Slowly move the spot of reflected light up and away in the direction of your target. When practicing, do not signal aircraft. Pick a shady spot on a cliff face or a tree trunk 50 to 100 yards away as your target. If you lose the light spot, aim back down on the ground and start over. It helps to put some grass stalks or thin branches of a bush or tree in the line of sight between you and your target. You'll see the light spot on the grass stalks nearby, and that will help you with aiming. It shouldn't be long before you can send a beam of light just where you want it. Another good target in a real emergency is any place where you know people congregate. At Grand Canyon, there are dozens of viewpoints with hundreds of tourists looking down at you. By signaling such a viewpoint, you'll create a buzz of interest. And it won't be long before Bud and Marge from Minnesota run into a ranger and ask her, "What is that flashing light down in the canyon at Grand View Point?" Soon help will be on the way, but don't count on quick responses. Keep signaling until help arrives. Be aware that your little beam of reflected sunlight is powerful. A few blades of grass or twigs of creosote bush helping you with your aim will not reduce its effectiveness. The early Spanish garrison in the Presidio of Tucson kept a 2-foot square mirror on Signal Peak, known as A Mountain today, to communicate with scouting parties and stay forewarned of Apache threats. A 2-inch square mirror can be seen for many miles in full sun. It can also do some serious retinal damage. Never point the light into someone's eyes. You don't have to go out and drop cash on a fancy mirror from the hiking shop either. Any CD reflects sunlight very well and has a convenient aiming hole right in the middle. Finally, a use for that ABBA's greatest hits your mom gave you for Christmas. Now it's time for you to do some signaling. You need to signal us here at KXEI by dialing 623-1000 and pledging your support. I don't know if we've got any ABBA downstairs in Randy's office for a thank you premium, but if we did, you'd be welcome to take it as your choice and anything else that looks good to you. Keep us going here at KXEI. Give us that signal, 623-1000, and pledge your support today. This has been Eb Eberline. Looking forward to seeing you on the trail.